Y'all, then, here comes the confusing one, okay? On the 21st of January is Arthur's birthday. But, y'all, if I wait to wish him happy birthday on the 21st, it'll already be the 22nd, and it'll be too late for me to wish him a happy birthday on the 21st, so I have to wish him a happy birthday on the 20th. So, y'all, as you're hearing this, you still got time to wish Arthur a happy birthday from the Amerinds. However, it's too late. It's just too late. Hey, Brady, don't wait till the 21st. Get it out there.
Kia ora and welcome to Amerinds Podcast, episode 245. Today is Friday, January 21st, 2011, and it is my birthday. Hey! Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online was the person in that clip that I played at the beginning, and he was talking basically about the conundrum of the dates and the different time zones and different days and all that sort of thing. And actually, Moose over on Twitter this morning sort of touched on another aspect of that. And basically, it's this. The whole thing is this. I was born on January 21st in a blizzard, if you really want to know, in Illinois, and now I'm living technically in the following day, here in New Zealand. Now, it is January 21st here, but it's January 20th at the place I was born. So, is my birthday where I'm at, or is it not until it arrives at the place I was born? These are important questions. However, as Moose pointed out, it actually means I can have two birthdays. And I've decided to go with that route. But it's not about presents. It isn't about presents, because I'm not really much of a present person. Nigel and I don't give each other presents very often. We stopped doing Christmas presents years ago, really, in the traditional sense. And we don't generally give each other birthday presents in the traditional sense either. What I mean by that is to go out and buy something, wrap it up and give it and then open it and so on. What we do, say for Christmas, for example, what we'll do is we generally buy something around that time of year anyway. And we say, okay, well, that'll be your present to me this year. And so that's what we've been doing for actually quite a few years now. Because, I mean, look at a lot of the little things you give as token gifts, like music, for instance. Well, we don't buy CDs anymore. We buy songs from iTunes. And, yeah, we could give each other iTunes gift cards, but that's I don't know, it just feels colder than a CD somehow. And I've got a mountain of unread books, so it's not a good idea to be giving me books right now. And clothes, you know, that's another standard. I generally would rather buy my own, which is saying something, because I despise buying clothes, and I'm so rarely in the mood that when I am in the mood to buy clothes, I just go and buy a whole bunch at once, because I know that that mood is going to be a long time before it comes again. So we don't generally buy formal presents for each other, and that's just sort of the way we like it. We're really quite laid back, and it just suits us. And yeah, so, but we are going out for dinner tonight. And this is a bit unusual. I mean, it's not unusual to go out for dinner on someone's birthday, like mine or Nigel's. I mean, that's typically what we do, actually. But although very often on my birthday, I've had a barbecue, because just since I'm born in January and I come from the Midwest of the U.S., I still to this day find it a bit exotic to have a barbecue on my birthday, be that as it may. It's not uncommon for us to go out for dinner on a birthday. And it's with whatever family happens to be in town at the time. However, this year, nobody is. Nigel's brother and sisters and mother are all in their respective towns doing their respective things. And the sister and niece who live here are in the Cook Islands right now on a holiday. And so there's nobody here but me and Nigel from the family. So we're just going to go out, the two of us, and have dinner tonight, which is actually something we don't do very often. It's not that we don't like it or anything. We just don't get around to it. And, you know, during the work week, generally speaking, we don't really feel like going out for dinner then. Time was we did, but not nowadays. And on the weekend, we either are too busy or we just don't think about it. So we just don't go out for dinner. Of course, normally Friday's our takeaway night. You know, we go out and pick up something and bring it home and share it with his sister and our niece. But not obviously we're not doing that tonight when it's just us. So, I mean, we could, but we're not going to. So we just thought we'd go out and have a nice dinner and just have a nice quiet time, just the two of us. So that'll be nice, and that'll be, I don't know, later this evening. It's just coming up on 4 o'clock as I'm recording, and Nigel will probably be on his way home sometime after 5, I bet. So that is the plan. Now, today I am just talking about me since it's my birthday, and so I thought what I would also do is give you a little update on what I've been up to. And I do mean little, because I only recorded on Tuesday. But I only talked about it sort of vaguely in passing, but Nigel leases his car and has for years, because that way every, 3 years, I guess it is, he can get a totally new vehicle. And we certainly couldn't afford to buy a new one every 3 years. So, and it works out. I mean, all the maintenance is covered, so it's more expensive than ownership in some ways. But on the other hand, there's no obligations either. And so, you know, we can always just hand the car back in if we needed to for whatever reason. So that's kind of part of why we do it. Well, his last lease vehicle, the lease expired at the end of August. So he turned his car in at the end of August. But his new one with a different company wasn't ready until the week before Christmas. So like the second week of December, I guess it was. And so we were with one car from the end of August until basically the middle of December. This was like 4 months nearly. And that was difficult. I had to order groceries online, or I could have gone in the evening or on the weekend, but I didn't want to do that because that's, well, frankly, that's time I spend with Nigel. So that left only the internet as the option, and it worked well. But I did get a little bit, not stir crazy exactly, but I got a little bit sick of being here at home by myself. And I mean, and not being able to get out. That's the main thing. I felt a little bit trapped sometimes. And I know before you start and say, well, you could walk somewhere, you haven't seen where we live. It's hills or mountains, as I call them, everywhere. And I'm far too out of shape to be taking that on. Yes, I know. I would have gotten in shape and see this. I need Vera's conscience. I don't know where he is. Anyway, so I was without a car for 4 months. And then the week before Sunny arrived, we got the car, and then the following week, I probably went and did groceries or something, I don't remember, but Sunny came to us in the middle of the week, and I didn't want to leave her alone her first few days, and then, of course, Nigel finished work on the Friday, and anywhere I went after that, I went out with him almost every time, and so I very seldom went out on my own until Monday. I went out to start the car, and it was dead. So the year before, the end of December, I'd gotten a new battery, because the same thing happened, from AA, which is the Automobile Association. And so I thought, well, this must be defective. It's under warranty. I'll ring them. Tuesday was a major stormy day. That was the day I recorded, and they were predicting the cyclones would hit. Well, they didn't. I rang them again, and they came out on Wednesday. And I rang them, and because I'm not an AA member, Nigel's mother is, and she's the one who rang originally, they would charge me $60 to come out if they found the battery was not defective, which isn't that big a drama. But the problem is that I rang a couple times and got two different answers. And the second one told me point blank, because I asked point blank, that if they came out and found there was nothing wrong with the battery, they wouldn't do anything, not even start the car. Now, of course, if I'd thought about this a little bit more, I would have realized they couldn't possibly test the battery without starting the car. So that was nonsense, but it didn't quite sink in at that time. And so I ended up calling somebody else to come out and start the car. And he tested it and determined that the battery was defective because the alternator was charging it and the car wasn't drawing off it when it was turned off. So it had to be the battery. So I rang AA back and they sent somebody out who started it. Well, he cleaned the terminals and the battery and then he said, no, this is fine. It's basically got no charge, but it's fine. And so he told me to take it to this place where they take the battery out and they charge it for 24 to 48 hours and they give you a loaner battery in the meantime. And I thought, you know, this is the third time that I've had battery trouble. First time was the original battery dying, which, you know, makes sense. It was probably about 5 or 6 years old at that point. The second one was nearly that old, maybe 4 years. So, yeah, okay, you can kind of see that. And then the third one, apparently is okay, But it was discharged. I thought, no, this is, with my luck anyway, this is going to happen again. So I decided I was going to buy a car battery charger. I went online. There are two main auto supply stores here in New Zealand. And I went on their websites. One of them, I did a search for a car battery and couldn't find anything at first. And I found it through a convoluted way going through the battery submenu or something. I don't know. Anyway, and it said, we have a range of battery chargers. Okay. Then I went to the other one. Now, mind you, the other one does allow you to order online, but they showed me all of the chargers they had, if they were on special, what the price was, all the different varieties, and they told you something about them. They had pictures, all that sort of stuff. So I went to them because I realized that increasingly I use the internet as my pre-shopping tool. I mean, sure, I use it for research to find a product that I might want to get, but I also use it to compare stores not only on prices but also on selection. And because this second one gave me all of that information, I went to them because I knew that no matter where I went, I was going to have to ask somebody anyway because I don't know anything about cars. But I wanted to at least know what they had before I got there so I would know what to expect. Because if I got there and they were $1,000 or whatever, I obviously wasn't going to get one. And I wanted to know that much at least before I even got there. And of course, with the second one, I did. And I ended up getting not the bottom of the line, but I guess the model or two up, which was on special. Price-wise, it was the next one up, but I think it was actually the third one up. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is that it is a fully automatic one, and it does both lead-acid and sealed batteries, which is good because somebody else might be visiting us and have a dead battery. And it also, all battery chargers these days have short-circuit protection and protection against reverse polarity, so you really can't screw it up, which is good because I could. But this one, unlike the cheapest one, has an automatic stop so that when the battery is fully charged, it just stops. Whereas the other one didn't. You had to manually keep checking to see if the battery was charged, and quite frankly, that would not work for me. It's not that I'm lazy. Well, I am a bit. But it's just that I would forget or something, and I just... No, this one that I got, $15 off or whatever it was definitely the way to go. So I did that, and then I went to a lighting store and bought a couple lamps for my desk. Now, you have no idea how hard it's been to find a lamp that I like. I did have a couple, and then Nigel decided that they would look good as bedside lamps, so we took them and did that. So I got other ones, and I didn't like them, and I've been suffering, well, actually probably for a couple of years, with lamps I didn't like. So I went and I bought a couple more of the ones I did like, and I went also to somewhere else because I had to, and got a couple of compact fluorescents for them that are they're actually called, what do they call it? Got the box here, cool daylight. And what that means is that the light spectrum is closer to actual daylight. The light that you see around midday is around 5,500 Kelvin, and most light bulbs, brightness is expressed in Kelvin, or the spectrum anyways, is described in Kelvin. And 5,500 is roughly midday. Well, the ones I found were 6,500, which means it's more like later in the afternoon. And, I mean, that suits me fine. I actually opened my curtains this afternoon because I was trying out the lamps today. And I found that if I held a piece of paper under the lamp when it was on, the color of the light was virtually indistinguishable between the lamp and the light coming in from the window, and which means that it's a pretty good match. And so, you know, afternoon light, that's fine. Now, some people may be thinking, well, what's the big deal? It's just light bulbs. And that's true, but in my field, in graphics, it is important to have a good daylight look at colors if you're trying to match something. And the reason is simply that normal fluorescent light will shift the color. I mean, most people have warm white or something similar, which is kind of reddish yellowish. And some people have like cool white or whatever they call it, which is a bluish light. Well, this mimics daylight really quite well. And this past year, I had an incident where I was doing an ad for somebody and they gave me their business card. And I saw it and looked at it and said, okay, that's red. Well, it turns out it was actually orange. And under my normal fluorescence, or even under halogens, it looked orange. I mean, sorry, it looked red, not orange. And so I had to, or is it the other way around? It doesn't matter. The point is it was wrong. And when I took it outside and looked at it in, under daylight, I could see what it was supposed to be. And so that's why I wanted to get daylight bulbs. Now, there is this supposedly this benefit that it supposedly makes you feel better in the wintertime. I don't know about that. But I wanted it for work reasons and not for just for, I don't know, fighting off winter blues or whatever. But we'll see. Maybe it will help that too. We'll know in a few months. The other thing I did yesterday is I went grocery shopping. Woohoo! It's not for the first time, obviously, since I got the car, but it was sort of nice to just be able to go and take my time and do, you know, buy what I needed to buy and not have to you know, worry about getting home fast or something like that. So that's what I did. It was my big day out. Oh, today actually is the big day out in Auckland, which is this major concert, all-day concert thing in, what do you call it, Mount Smart Stadium. It used to be called Ericsson Stadium. It was sponsored by the cell phone company. But it's a big thing with the youngins. It's not my sort of scene, but that's where they want to go. And that's where they are today. It's a big thing in Auckland. But I think now I'm going to go on to comments, and I do have a comment from my previous episode, 244, and resume, and it's from Roger Green, who said, "Aw, shucks, a mention on your podcast and a link in the show notes. I'm blushing. Maybe we'll send Christmas cards in 2011. If so, it'll be the first time since before the daughter was born, and she'll be 7 in March." Thanks for that, Roger. And yeah, I said that hardly anybody in New Zealand sends Christmas cards, but what I didn't say is that, generally speaking, we can only count on 2 Christmas cards every year, one from a car salesperson that Nigel deals with a lot, or has dealt with a lot, and another from New Zealand Post, although that one's usually to tell you what their holiday hours are. And that's about it. We'll get one from some other business, but Jen, I can't remember the last time we got one from a New Zealand person. It's always got something to do with some business somewhere. But I did send some out a few years ago, Christmas 2007, maybe? Yeah, it must have been, because 2008 I was going to the U.S. So I'm betting it was at Christmas 2007. But as I said, this year I'm going to, and I, of course, will be talking about that when it's much closer to the time and much farther away from this time. Well, that is it for today. Since it's... This just into the Amrens Podcast Studios. A voicemail arrived just as I was finishing up this podcast. Yes, just as I was wrapping up, I checked my email and there was a voicemail sitting there waiting for me. So I'm going to play that now.
Well, happy birthday, Sir Arthur. This is Lord Byron calling. I just wanted you to have a happy birthday. We're going to celebrate it in Illinois with a snowstorm. I thought we'd call it an Arthur blizzard, but then I realized you could probably get a blizzard at your own Dairy Queen, so there we are. Have a happy one. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much, Your Lordship, and of course that's actually a birthday present because it keeps my phone line active for another 30 days, so thank you. Woohoo! But as I was starting to say, that is it for today. That's it for this week. And today I'm going to play, because it's a special occasion, I'm going to play my original outro, which I don't use except on special occasions because it's got copyrighted music. And even though it's only a 30-second clip, anyway. So that's what I'm playing today. However, it doesn't have any of my usual contact details. So let me say first that you can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amrens Podcast by going to amrenspodcast.com. That's A-M-E-R-I-N-Z podcast.com. Or you can ring my U.S. listener line on 206-666-5172. That's it for today and this week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye. My home is now-